118. Icy Encounters. As the Viking Princess, that magnificent cruise liner, slowly made her way along the icy waters to the north of Iceland, the travelers were admiring the growing number of icebergs and the polar ice sheet looming in the distance. Fascinated with the vista, kids were chewing on their ice cream cones, seemingly unaware of the cold and the icicles growing from the railings. The only passenger not to have any interest in the scenery was old Professor Blunkett. "Peter," he sternly admonished Peter, his student, "your ideological views to me are a sign of profound immaturity, you know." "Professor, I am still searching for my true identity," the young student protested. "Don't be such an idiot," the professor retorted angrily. "I don't mind a bit of idiosyncrasy, but that strange ideology you believe in, coupled with your idyllic ideas on life, suggests to me that all you're doing is looking for some idol to follow. Your ideological views are really altogether illegitimate, if not to say quite idiotic. This is the age of technology, young man. You don't need an identity. All you need is proper identification, so that the guards can identify you. You guys of your generation all seem to look identical with your baggy pants and identikit haircuts. Your iconographic views seem to be revolving around an image of a U.S. Marine on a skateboard." "Thank you, Professor," Peter retorted. "I used to think of you as an icon among your generation of academics, but all you seem to believe in are the icons on your computer screen. You have an excellent idiomatic command of the English language, and you certainly couldn't have expressed your views any better than in the arrogant and insolent idiom of your generation of academics."